Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joelle Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Labor Department says U.S. employment jumped last month, gaining 236,000 jobs and knocking the jobless rate down to 7.7%. NPR's Dan Bobkoff says the report is a positive surprise.
The last time we saw 7.7% unemployment was around the end of 2008. Most economists expected the jobless rate to stay steady from January's numbers, but it actually fell 0.2 percentage point, adding jobs much faster than anticipated. Construction, which was particularly hard hit early in the economic crisis, is rebounding, adding more than 150,000 jobs since September. Healthcare also gained. The average hours worked in a week rose slightly, as did average hourly wages. The number of long-term unemployed or underemployed held steady. The February numbers don't reflect sequestration, the budget cuts that took effect March 1st. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, New York.
There are some signs of improvement at job fairs, too, such as this one in Michigan, where spokesman Dallas Hayes says the lines are not quite as long as in the past.
I think everybody that's here appreciates that, because a line getting in the door, a little discouraging when it takes 30 minutes to an hour to get through it.
A senior Al-Qaeda leader has pleaded not guilty to plotting to kill Americans. Sulaiman Abu Ghaith is a son-in-law of the late terrorist leader Osama bin Laden. It's reported he was captured in Jordan last week by the CIA and brought to New York City for his court appearance, which happened this morning. There is a growing backlash to the Transportation Security Administration's new policy of allowing passengers to carry small knives and some sports equipment on board planes. NPR's Janine Herbst has our story.
The TSA says it made the changes this week in part to be in step with rules on international airlines and also to allow it to focus on more serious security threats. But flight attendants and federal air marshals say they were never consulted about the rule change. The Flight Attendants Union Coalition set up a petition on the White House's We the People website demanding the policy be changed. And as of Friday morning, more than 9,000 people signed that petition. And the head of the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association, which includes federal air marshals, says his group plans to ask Congress to block the policy change. Janine Herbst, NPR News, Washington.
Syria is objecting to Britain's ramping up of aid to rebels in the Syrian civil war, including supplying armored vehicles. Butiana Shaban is special envoy of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
What they are sending is very lethal to the Syrian people.
She says Syria is open to dialogue to end the conflict, but Syria's efforts haven't gained Western support. That's true. Both U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and British Prime Minister David Cameron have reiterated in recent days that they want Assad out. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 23 points at last check. The Nasdaq up 13. This is NPR. Vice President Joe Biden has sworn in John Brennan as director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Brennan had previously been the president's top counterterrorism advisor. He was confirmed after a contentious hearing. The world's average temperature has changed as much over the past 100 years as it did during the previous 5,000. Research published in the journal Science shows the Earth warming up after the Ice Age, then cooling down again a total of about 1.3 degrees, starting about 5,000 years ago. But now, in just a century, all of that cooling has reversed, unprecedented in records. This afternoon, two Union sailors will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia with full military honors. They served and died aboard the iconic Civil War-era ship, the USS Monitor. The sailors' identities remain a mystery, but as NPR's Elizabeth Wynn Johnson reports, today's ceremony will mark their place in history.
The Monitor fought the first battle between two ironclads against the Confederate ship Virginia, and itself represented a turning point in maritime warfare, the introduction of a revolving gun turret. Inside that 120-ton iron turret, two Union sailors died when the Monitor sank in the icy waters of the Atlantic in December 1862. Their bodies were discovered in 2002 during a joint federal mission to recover pieces from the Monitor's watery grave 18 miles east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. The Navy has some idea who they were. The buttons of their uniforms indicate the men were not officers. DNA analysis and facial reconstruction narrow their possible identities to half a dozen or so names. Elizabeth Wynn Johnson, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Citrix with GoToMeeting, bringing HD video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face mobile collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that will be followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. We ended last hour with a little instrumental by Mississippi John Hurt. We're going to start off this hour with another tune by John Hurt. Very interesting guy historically as far as blues is concerned. He was, like a lot of people in that era, he was a songster, didn't play strictly blues, played quite a variety of music. And he recorded, I think 13 sides back in 1928, of which I believe seven were released at the time. And he went back home to Mississippi and wasn't recorded for another 35 years. Very interesting story about his rediscovery. A folklorist from Australia sent a copy, a tape of a tune called Avalon Blues to a couple of blues fanatics here in the United States. And this gave them a clue as to where Mississippi John Hurt was from. But first they thought it was Avalon, Georgia. Then they thought, no, it's probably Avalon, Mississippi. Of course, back in the 20s, Mississippi John Hurt didn't use his state's name as part of his moniker. Anyway, one of the guys, Mark Hoskins, was coming down from wherever he was from. I forgot where he was from, but up in the Northeast, he was coming down to Louisiana for Mardi Gras back in 63, and he and a friend decided, well, they'd stop off, try and find John Hurt if they could find anything about him. They presumed he was probably deceased. They found a little town of Avalon, which was more or less just a crossroads, and Hoskins asked the proprietor, did he know anything about a fellow by the name of John Hurt that recorded blues back in 1928? And the guy says, yes, he lives down the road. So Hoskins proceeds down the road, finds the little shotgun shack that Hurt was living in, knocks on the door. John Hurt answers. Hoskins asks him, are you the John Hurt that recorded back in 1928? Whereupon John Hurt becomes really suspicious of this white kid and just not sure what's going on. And he says, yes, I am. And Hoskins runs to his car, gets a guitar, comes back and asks him to play, in essence, to prove it. Hurt does that, and not all that long thereafter, John Hurt was playing in Washington, D.C. He and his wife actually moved there for a while, so they could use that as a basis to play a lot of East Coast blues festivals. He had a very deceptively simple-sounding style. It was a lot more complicated than it sounded, and there's stories of him being followed around at folk festivals by legions of aspiring folk guitar players just all over the place. Mississippi John Hurt from a disc called Last Sessions. He recorded up until near his death in 1963. Here's John Hurt with First Shot Missed Him.
First shot missing a mile away. The last shot got him, so to say. Oh, the last shot got him. Oh, the last shot got him. She cooked good biscuits, so to say. Oh, she cooked good biscuits, so to say. She got good business, so to say. She got good business, so to say. She got good business. Oh, she got good business. wanna trade with you, so to say. I wanna trade with you, so to say. Wanna trade with you. Oh, you got good business, so to say. You got good business, so to say. You got good business. Oh, you got good business.
I woke this morning, didn't want to go to school. I woke this morning, I didn't want to go to school. My father said, son, you gotta get up and meet that mule. I've had a hard time nearly all of my life. I've had a hard time nearly all of my life. Before I plow another mule, I'm gonna kick and fight. That mule worked hard and he did it every day. That mule worked hard and he did it every day. Don't want to meet another mule, and I'm going to keep it that way. I plowed that mule till I felt like a sap. I plowed that mule till I felt like a sap. Wouldn't tell a mule get up if he sat down in my lap. Now ain't got to plow that mule no more. I'm feeling better now, ain't got to plow that mule no more. I'm gonna stay in the big city and have to go from door to door. He can do his song for the big boss of the place. He can do his song for the big boss of the place. I don't want that mule exhausting in my face. The devil gets up just before the break of day. The devil gets up just before the break of day. When he opens up a hell, you can hear the jackasses bray. I woke up this morning, didn't want to go to school. I woke up this morning, I didn't want to go to school. My father said, son, you gotta get up and meet that mule.
Meeting that mule, Cephas and Wiggins from the disc Homemade. That came out on Alligator Records back in 1999. Before hearing Cephas and Wiggins, we heard from the 1960s Mississippi John Hurt doing a number called First Shot Missed Him, a very, very genteel blues of Hurt. He was one of the really major rediscoveries of blues artists in the 1960s. He influenced a whole lot of people, particularly folk guitarists. We're going to turn next to a very interesting blues artist. This one, very little was known about him for a long, long time. In fact, it was speculated that he was somebody else. His name was Dan Pickett, but his real name was James Fountie. Since the time of his recording, well, I guess since in the last 20 years, researchers have actually found his family in Alabama. Interesting player. All of his blues are derivative of other blues artists' product. His guitar stylings are very unique. Has a sort of a swing feel to it at times, and his voice echoes some similarities to the singing of Tommy McLennan in this next one, actually. Also, maybe Sonny Boy Williamson the first. We're going to listen to Dan Pickett from August of 1949 doing a number called Something's Gone Wrong.
When I woke up this morning, something else that's going on wrong. I woke up this morning, ooh, well, man, you know something was going on wrong. Yes, I'm looking for my woman, ooh, well, boy, she had already not left home. Wind up time in the morning, call up the Frigidelle. Wind up time in the morning, man, I'm gonna call up the Frigidelle. That's the reason why. Ooh, well, boy, to keep your eyes, boy, the waving, yeah. I'm gonna start walking any morning. Wine on the edge of town. Started walking any morning. Ooh, well, man, wine out on the edge of town. That's the reason why. Ooh, well, boy, I don't want to ask me hanging around. Now I'm going down to the grocery stores. Order my own groceries myself. Wind down to the grocery store. Ooh, well, boy, order my own groceries myself. Now, you know that's the reason why. Ooh, well, boy, they keep these grocery boys waving, yeah. Bye, bye, roll, mister. Farewell to the state of Tennessee. Bye, bye, old mister. Farewell to the state of Tennessee. If I don't come home on that old milk train, ooh, well, child, I'll be there on that ferry seat.
Got me a stone pony, don't ride shilling no more. Got a stone pony, don't ride shilling no more. And I can't be welcome, riding no wagon. Big boy, go on a high hill. Just below. Big ball high hill, not just below. And I can't be welcome, right or no, welcome. Well, I didn't come here, you know, but it's right. I just stop by here, well, to keep you from stealing mine. Hello, Central, to better we alive. It's sitting out of now, we alive. quiet down.
Recorded in late January of 1934, that was Charlie Patton with Stone Pony Blues. Patton recorded four times, starting first in 1929. This was to be his last recording session. He died about 3 months later at the age of 43 of a heart condition. And Patton is often referred to as the founder of the Delta Blues, or the godfather of Delta Blues. He was extremely influential at the time and also brought a number of other Mississippi bluesmen up to places like Grafton, Wisconsin, to record for Paramount Records. He recorded this last piece in New York. People like Son House and Willie Brown and others went up with him for those sessions and recorded a bit themselves. Before we heard Charlie Patton here on KRVS, we heard the somewhat obscure Dan Pickett. We heard Pickett from August of 1949 doing a number called Something's Gone Wrong. That tune may well be based on an old Petey Wheatstraw tune. Again, Pickett's blues recordings were all derivative of other artists' works, but he was very, very distinctive in and of himself as far as his stylings were concerned. Next year on the Blues Box, let's turn back to 1952, listen to John Lee Hooker do a tune that was recorded, roughly 9 years prior to this recording, done originally by Big Maceo Merriweather and Tampa Red. Here's John Lee Hooker with a rendition of Worried Life Blues.
I love you. Nobody know. But someday, babe, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. No, she ain't gonna worry my life no more. What you do, but someday, babe, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
I go back in the ground. I said, love me. baby, God knows until my love come down. I said, love me. Yeah, love your daddy right. You can't love me till I don't want no more.
From a disc called Acoustic Blues Trio that came out on Burnside Records back in 1994. That was Terry Robb on guitar and vocals, sort of a John Lee Hooker on overdrive. Robb doing a Hooker tune called I Need Lovin' Now. And of course, before we heard Terry Robb, we heard John Lee Hooker from 1952 doing a rendition of Worried Life Blues. Next here on KRVS, we're going to go back to 2001 and music from John Hammond and the disc Wicked Grin.
I stood on the roof of Stewart's old Dodge, trying to get a better look at the Fletcher Jones Lodge. Bitch-shot pistols, ammo too. Nothing about books about World War II. Rottweiler Doberman, Pinkerton Garden. I ain't allowed in Buzz Fletcher Jones' yard. I ain't allowed, my seen a python swallowing a Doberman hole, piranhas swimming in a mixing bowl, Buzz Fletcher Jones papers full of stabbing, skies full of crows, she's singing an Italian while she's hanging out of clothes, carp in the bathtub and it's raining real hard, and I ain't loud in Buzz Fletcher Jones' yard. Sailors ringing doorbells, sinners in the pews, weather vane squeaking to the west. I seen the cliffs of Dover and the deepest ocean blue. The only thing in the world I can recommend to you, I allow. Thank you. see I'm loud. I'm loud. And Buzz Fletcher Jones, y'all.
Sue Foley with a number called Bad Luck Woman from her disc Change. That came out on Just in Time Records back in 2004. Before we heard Sue Foley, we heard John Hammond here on the Blues Box. John Hammond from the disc Wicked Grin doing a number called Buzz Flatter John. Next year on KRVS, we've got some more acoustic blues, this time from one of the... one of many very remarkable musicians to come out of the Crescent City of New Orleans. Talking about Snooks Eaglin, we're going to go back to 1958 and listen to Snooks do a number that his licks on this tune are obviously rooted in a recording done 10 years before this one by Rosetta Tharpe and the Sammy Price Trio. Snooks Eaglin was often referred to as a human jukebox because he could hear a tune and then replicate it. He could hear a tune on a jukebox, a radio, whatever. And it was just absolutely remarkable. Many examples of this on the disc we're going to turn to next. Country Boy Down in New Orleans is the name of the disc. Here is Snooks Eaglin with a very, very interesting rendition of Down by the Riverside.
I'm going to lay down by heavy low. Down by the riverside, I'm gonna lay down by heavy low. Down by the riverside, I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study, I ain't gonna study, I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study, I ain't gonna study. One no
comes from John Slaughter, photographer and author of The Photographic Treatment of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, published by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Press. More at grandcoteaubook.com.
I feel so bad in the morning.
In the morning.
I feel so bad in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
I feel so bad in the evening,
in the evening.
That's why I'm going to the river to wash my sins away. I'm going to lay down my heavy load
down
by the riverside.
Down
by the riverside.
Down
by the riverside. Lay down my heavy load
down
by the riverside.
Study,
study one no more. Study, no, 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 study, no, 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 study, study war no more. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
study. No, study. What? No, I ain't gonna study. Study war no more. Yes, I'm going to meet my loving mother down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I'm gonna meet my loving mother down by the riverside. Study. Study war no more. Well, 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 I ain't gonna study. No study. No. Oh,
study.
No. Study. What? No, I ain't gonna study. Study what? No.
From 1948, Sister Rosetta Tharpe on guitar and vocals, along with the Sammy Price Trio. Her rendition of Down by the Riverside, and she was preceded by Snooks Eaglin with his rendition of the same number, and obviously he was influenced by her recording that very interesting use of those sort of boogie bass lines. Next here on KRVS, let's stick with New Orleans talent. Snooks, of course, one of the many fine Crescent City musicians. Another one we're going to turn to next, Champion Jack Dupree. His next tune he recorded in Chicago in 1940. Jack Dupree from a disc called New Orleans Barrel House Boogie. Here he is with a number called Cabbage Greens.
Get myself some of them cabbage greens, them greens. Yeah, yes, them greens. Oh, them greens, they call them cabbage greens. Like a horse, like grass. I love my greens, cause they's in my class. Them greens. Yeah, yes, them greens. Oh, them greens, they call them cabbage greens. Play for me now, Heaven. You know I love them greens. That's why I'm going back to New Orleans. Get them cabbage. Right down Rampart Street. Give me cabbage for my dinner, cabbage for my dessert, cabbage for my breakfast, cabbage for my lunch. My wife waking up at night, she hunched me in my side, say, get up here, daddy, I've got your old cabbage fried. Them greens. Yeah, yes, them greens. Oh, them greens, they call them cabbage greens. Thank you.
right above. And whisper, tell me that you know that I'm the one you love. That's when you're cooking, cooking in style. I love to be told that you care for me, and I love it all the while. And when you love me in the morning like you did the night before, tell me that you need me and you'll never let me go. That's when you're cooking, cooking in style. I love to be told that you care for me, and I love it all the while. Hug and squeeze me, and you know I love it too. The way you treat me, baby, makes me know your love is true. Cause we'll be cooking, cooking in style. I love to be told that you care for me, and I love it all the while. Just remember to remember that I love your loving ways. Honey, if you never change, I'll love you all my days. Cause we'll be cooking in style. I love to be told that you care for me, and I love it all the while.
The late Johnny Adams from his 1996 release, One Foot in the Blues. Johnny with some great other New Orleanians behind him. Donald Harrison on alto sax. Also on that track, Lonnie Smith on a Hammond B3 organ. Cooking in Style, Johnny Adams. And before we heard Cooking in Style, we heard Cabbage Greens, number one, done by champion Jack Dupree on piano and vocals. Again, recorded in 1940 and from a disc called New Orleans Barrel House Boogie. Next year on KRVS, another pianist, this one recorded in New Orleans back in 1970. Not originally from the Crescent City, he had emigrated there from Chicago. He'd also been in the St. Louis blues scene, but he went to New Orleans in 1954 because New Orleans still supported piano, blues, and boogie, whereas Chicago was becoming basically a guitar-driven blues town. Roosevelt Sykes on piano and vocals. Here he is with I'm a Nut.
A funky nut, then call.
don't you say, why don't you go ahead and let me alone? I'm a nut. You know, I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. A funky nut. Been caught in a rut. Mush! I'm a junior rut. Something ain't gonna do no more. I had $5, I'd get my baby four. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. Funky nut. Been caught in a rut. You know I must be a nut. Recording for Del Mar Records, Bob Caster. Mercy, mercy.
I've also shed too many tears, and I feel that old age coming on. That old age coming on. I've been with my baby a long, long time. Everything she got is hers and also mine. I said, let's get married this very day. She said, who's gonna give the bride and groom away? And I feel that old age coming on.
Wynonie Harris from 1948 with a number that took him to number 10 on the R&B charts that year, I Feel at Old Age Coming On. He was preceded by Roosevelt Sykes. We heard Sykes on piano and vocals from 1970, recorded in New Orleans in August of that year, and he did a number called I'm a Nut. On guitar with him on that track, doing a really interesting solo, was Robert Jr. Lockwood. Right after Lockwood did these sessions with Roosevelt Sykes, 2 day sessions, he took off and joined some other Chicago blues musicians and recorded a number of tracks on his own as a group leader. Here from that session is Robert Jr. Lockwood on vocals and guitar, doing a cover of a number that was first recorded by Robert Johnson. And Robert Jr. Lockwood here on KRVS with Steady Rolling Man.
Steady
steady rolling, man, and I roll both night and day. I'm a steady rolling man, and I roll both night and day. I ain't got no sweet woman to be rolling this away. I'm the man that rolls with icicles hanging on a tree. I'm the man that rolls with icicles hanging on a tree. That's the reason you hear me crying. I'm down on my bended knee. Got no sweet woman to be rolling this way.